章一到六节 verses 1 to 6。Maybe we need to open our Bible because I do not see it on the screen. So would you turn to your Bible in Romans chapter 6, 1 to 6. We shall read alternately with the Chinese speaking on the odd verses and the English speaking the even verses. 罗马书第六章一到六节我们轮流来念。中文的念单数。英语的念双数，好不好？大家都找到没有？罗马书第六章。Who doesn't have a Bible? Raise your hand. We will get you a Bible. Yeah. 还有哪一位？ Yeah, we need everyone. We ask the usher to help. Maybe help your neighbor also to have the Bible read together. Because as we read God's word, Holy Spirit will speak to you too, right? Will speak to me. So, 请大家啊，我们一起来念好不好？罗马书啊，第六章啊，第一节 ，Romans 6:1, please. 这样我们怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗 ？Verse two.
By no means we die to sin, how can we live in it any longer? 岂不知我们受尽归入基督耶稣的人是受尽归入他的死吗
？Verse four,
we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father,We too may live a new life.
第五，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with.
That we should no longer be slave to sin. Thank you.
谢谢。
There was a missionary tell us that in 我们啊，我应该今天早上用中文讲啊 ，I will speak in Chinese. There was a missionary in Africa tell us this story. 啊，有一个非洲的一个传教士。在非洲传道的时候呢，就帮助一位非洲的人呢啊，信了耶稣来他的教会。
There's a missionary in Africa who lead a person to the Lord.
但是过了不久的时候呢，他就不常常来教会了。
But not, but shortly after that, the person stopped coming to church.
那有一天那个宣教士就问他了，他说弟兄啊，为什么你不常常来教会呢？
So one day the missionary asked this brother, why, how come you didn't come to church regularly?
他说牧师啊，我里面啊有我祖父的骨头在里面，叫我不来。
Because my grandpa's bone inside me telling me not to come to church.
什么？你老祖父的骨头在里面，什么意思
？What do you mean you have grandpa's bone within you？
他说我也不懂哦。总而言之，就是好像我里面有时候叫我不要去。
But this is just some whispering in my ear, not coming to church.
那我们做基督徒知道那个是什么东西
？We know what that meant.
这个就是我们的老我了。
So this is our old self within us.
有些时候，我们因为有其他的地方要去，或者各样的情况啊，那我们就忘记或者不愿意来崇拜主。
There are many distractions keeping us from coming to church.
这个我们就知道要对付自己的老我。
So this, we need to deal with our old self.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督在十字架已经帮助你怎么样对付这个情况。
But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ has taught us how to deal with this on the cross.
上个礼拜我们看到主耶稣在十字架拯救我们。
So last week we learned about Jesus Christ save us through the cross.
他帮助我们与神和好。
So he helped us be right with God.
我们中国人都知道与跟神和好的重要。
We know the importance of being right with God.
跟神和好的时候，你就顺了天命，哦，神就会帮助你了。
Once you obey, God will help you.
然后最重要，今天我们就是接受主耶稣，神的儿子为我们成就的救恩。
So, God's only Son died for us to achieve our salvation.
Now 我们有永生。
So that we can have eternal life.
有主赐给我们新的生命。
And we have new life.
我们就与神和好了。
So we can be right with God.
我们的祷告得到神的应许。
So our prayer will be answered.
那不单只我们与神和好。
Not only we can be right with God.
上礼拜我们也讲到，这样子也与人之间都和好。
So we can be right with each other as well.
所以无论我们的背景是怎么样，我们的皮肤是怎么样，我们都可以彼此相合。
Regardless of our background, skin color, we can be right with each other.
那今天我们要继续看下去，十架为我们做更多重大的事情。
Now we need to study further. Why is the cross so important to you?
基督的十架可以除去我们罪的权势。
The cross can get rid of the sin power over us.
我们的老我受罪捆绑。
Because ourselves was bound to sin.
那这个老我里面也有许多东西常常来控告我们。
The old self constantly accusing us.
我们也看到这个世界上有许多的东西，有时候都给我们许多困难。
And then there's so many obstacles in this world.
那我们也看见许多人有时候说我们这个不好，这个不够，这个不够。
And many people accusing us this and that.
因此我们没有快乐。
That's why we're not happy about ourselves.
我觉得许多时候被人家来批评。
Because others critical of us.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
主耶稣在十字架上把一切控告我们的东西都除掉。
Jesus died for us and get rid of all the accusation against us.
请你看看哥罗西书第二章这里告诉我们。
So look at Colossians chapter 2.
或者从这个哥罗西书第二章前面那两节我也念给大家听啊。
So let's refer to Colossians.
那在哥罗西书第二章十一节说，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
So verses 11, in him you were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
那就是说神在我们的身上对付我们的肉体，所以这个叫做属灵的隔离。
So we're talking about spiritual circumcision.
在旧约的时候，我们知道摩西吩咐以色列人受隔离。
So in the Old Testament, Moses gave the command for Jewish people to get circumcised.
但是大部分人不晓得这个隔离其实是心中的隔离。
But people should know it's about circumcision of the heart.
把心中那些罪性、那些老我要除掉。
We need to get rid of our sinful nature, the old self.
所以在十二节，圣经告诉我们：你们受尽与他一同埋葬，就在此与他一同复活，就因信那叫他从死里复活，神的功用。
Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God, who raised him from dead.
所以我们基督徒要受浸。
So that's why Christians need to be baptized.
这个是表示什么呢?
What does that mean?
表示我们心里接受神的隔离。
Means our hearts circumcised.
我们浸在水里面的时候,
when we immersed under the water,
是一个表示,
it's just a token,
也是一个证明,
also the proof.
当你接受主耶稣做你的救主的时候,
while you accept Jesus to be your Savior,
主耶稣也借着他十字架的大能, 隔掉那些老我的影响。
So through Jesus' power on the cross, get rid of the accusation of the old self.
让我们与耶稣基督同死,
so we die with Jesus,
同埋葬,
bury with him,
也同一同复活过来,
and resurrected with Jesus too.
就有主的生命在我们里边了。
So we will have Lord's life within us.
如果没有死,
if we not
没有埋葬,
buried, not buried,
没有这个隔离,
without circumcision,
没有新生命,
there will be no new life.
死了才有新生命, 对不对?
In order to get new life, you have to die first.
那耶稣基督的十字架帮助我们把老我死掉。
So Jesus died on the cross to help us get rid of our old self.
好，然后请你看下去，刚才我们讲了这个第十四节了。
So let's move on to verses 14.
这里说又涂抹了在律例上攻击我们的有外于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
So they cancel the accusation against us, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us.
他除去老我,
so get rid of the old self.
也除去一切在人间的律法攻击我们的东西,
also cancel all the accusation according to the law.
无论人家怎么样来看我们从前过了犯了什么错事,
doesn't matter how people look upon us about our past.
在神的眼光,
in God's view,
因为主耶稣的十字架,
because Jesus died for us on the cross,
你是全然公义了,
so we became righteous,
不再是你的老我了,
no longer controlled by our own self.
在神的眼光, 你有耶稣基督的公义遮盖你了,
so God regards Jesus' righteousness covering all of us.
因为耶稣为您死, 为我死,
Jesus died for you and me.
除去这些罪的控告,
so get rid of all the accusations.
那不单只是罪控告我们哦,
not only the accusation from sin.
我们常常有发觉生命有些恐惧,
sometimes you get some fear in life.
我们觉得有些东西好像常给我们麻烦,
we fear the troubles.
这是什么东西呢?
Who are those fear?
请你看15节,
read verses 15.
所以说即将一切执政的掌权的掳来明显给众人看着仗着十字架得胜垮胜。
So verses 15, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacles of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
这个执政掌权是指谁呢?
So what about the power authorities?
魔鬼,
Satan,
撒旦,
devil,
神的敌人,
enemy of God.
因为魔鬼不喜欢神,
God dislike God.
他不喜欢我们了,
dislike us either.
他就常常控告我们,
constantly accusing us.
在我们的良心来控告我们,
accusing our consciousness.
在神面前也控告我们,
even in front of God.
好像他控告约伯一样,
just like he accused Job.
圣经在, 启示录12章告诉我们,
Revelation chapter 12,
魔鬼是昼夜控告我们,
so devil constantly accusing us.
但只是白天要控告我们,
not only day,
晚上,
also night,
睡觉的时候都控告我们,
in your sleep,
让我们睡得不着, 睡不着,
so that you can't have a sound sleep.
让我们没有平安,
we have no peace.
让我们做, 哦, 我做了什么错事,
what did I do wrong?
我得罪了谁?
What did I offend?
魔鬼很厉害, 就在你的心中一味地攻击你。
So Satan constantly accusing us.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
靠着耶稣,
because of Jesus,
他把这个控告都 除掉了。
He get rid of all the accusation against us.
你可以感谢主说神啊，你的十字架帮助我跨胜这些控告。
So give thanks for the cross overcome all the accusations against us.
使我今天在你面前是良心是清洁的。
So that we can have a clear conscience in front of God.
除非你继续愿意自己去犯罪。
Unless you willingly sin again.
但是如果你不愿意犯罪，你是求主啊，你帮助我的时候，这些控告都除掉了。
So ask God's help to get rid of all the accusation.
所以我们感谢主。
So let's give thanks to God.
做基督徒是可以喜乐的。
So that's why there's always joy in Christian.
对，我们要为自己所犯的罪负责任。
So we're responsible for the consequence of our sin.
我们不愿意再犯罪。
But we don't want to sin again.
但是从前一切所犯的，在主面前那些控告都除掉了。
The past sin and accusation all gone.
你可以有喜乐在主面前。
So we can have joy in God's presence.
因为你是基督徒。
Because you're a Christian.
因为耶稣为您死，为我死。
Jesus died for you and me.
好，那这个是第一样，第二件事情，我们看见啊，这个十字架怎么样除掉这个权势。罪的权势呢？
So how can we get rid of the power of sin?
好，这里圣经很清楚告诉我们，我们的罪的邪情私欲都钉在十字架上了。
So crucify the flesh with its passions and desires.
因为圣经讲得很清楚。
It's very clear in Bible.
凡属耶稣基督的人。
When we belong to God, Jesus.
包括您，包括我。
You and me.
已经把肉体跟肉体的邪情是都钉在十字架上。
So belong to Jesus, those who belong to Jesus have crucified the flesh.
啊，你说什么邪情私欲呢？
So what about the passions and desire?
各位，我们中国人一个学者跟孟子同时期的叫做麦子是吧？
So there's an Asian philosopher in China.
墨子，墨子啊。
Yeah.
我只是讲什么？他说人是性本恶。
Talk about our sinful nature even among Chinese.
人是有邪情私欲的。
So we were born with passions and desire.
情欲的行为是什么东西呢？
So what are the behavior from passions and desire?
如果你有机会回去看加拉太书，你前面19-21节都讲得很清楚，那些不同的罪恶的那些影响。
So refer to earlier Galatians, there are some verses about the passions and desires.
比如说，
For example,
不道德的思想。
So immoral thoughts,
引到不道德的行为
，immoral behavior，
污秽不洁净的东西
，unclean thoughts，
不能控制自己的那些沉迷在一些不好的习惯里面
，so uncontrollable at addiction，
有时候很容易发怒
，quick to temper，
有时候我们贪爱。一些不属于自己的东西
，envy，
我们跟人家争斗
，strife，
我们一定要我的意见要强，我的意见要被接受
，my way or highway，
对，我们有许多跟人家的斗争、愤怒、妒忌
，so we struggle, we envy with others，
我们不需要再讲太多了。
Oh, there's so many.
你都知道这个是什么东西。
So we know what those are.
感谢主，耶稣把它钉在十字架上了。
Thanks the Lord, belongs to Christ, has crucified the flesh.
所以保罗怎么讲呢？
So that's why Paul told us.
我们一起来念好不好？
So let's read together.
我们先念中文，后念英文啊，请。
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸
我们
的
主耶
稣
基
督
的
十
字
架。
因
这
十
字
架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上了。 那我们许多时候有许多东西夸口。
So we boast many things.
我们夸我们的文化怎么好。
So we boast of our own culture.
我们的背景怎么样好。
Our background.
我们的IQ 怎么样好?
Our intelligence and IQ.
我们的EQ 怎么好?
Our EQ.
我们的教育才能.
Our education, our talents.
我们好幸运哦, 我们有好的教育哦.
So how lucky we were.
我们有好的地位哦.
So my status.
好的名誉哦.
My reputation.
我们有钱财啊.
My fortune.
保罗说我不以这个夸口.
But Jesus said, never boast.
我只夸耶稣的十字架。
Except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
为什么?
Why?
因为十字架可以把我们那些情欲除掉了。
Because we can crucify our passion and desire.
我们可以靠着主耶稣钉我们的老我在十字架。
Crucify our old selves through Jesus on the cross.
周公司你讲得好了。
Oh, it's a good talk.
其实都是一种 theory 啊，一种哲学，一种神学，对我有什么关系
？Well, it seems like empty talk to me, just philosophy.
但是我们来看看怎么应用这些必须的功效。
Let's see how we can apply to them.
我们上个礼拜已经讲过。
So we studied some last week.
希伯来书12章2节。
So in Hebrew chapter 12,
告诉我们要仰望耶稣和他的十字架。
Look unto Jesus and his cross.
那请大家一起再念一次好不好?
So let's read together.
希伯来书12章2节
Hebrew 12
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
他因摆在我前面的喜乐
就轻看羞辱
忍受了十字架的苦难
便坐在神宝座的右边 我们念英文好不好?
Looking unto Jesus
the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
仰望他。
Look upon Jesus.
什么叫做仰望他呢?
What do you mean looking upon Jesus?
就是不再相信 我们自己的所谓背景，我怎么好，我都怎么样公义，我怎么样爱人，不看自己。
No longer depending on ourselves.
不再想，哎，我可以上天堂的，我比你们基督徒更好吗？我做了好多好事，我怎么样有成就？
So I work so hard, I deserve to be in heaven.
我只仰望耶稣。
Only looking upon Jesus. Only He can give us salvation. So He endured all our sin for us. Only He can crucify our sin.
这样子的时候, 圣经告诉我们，他是为我们信心创始成终的。
So he's the author and finisher of our faith.
那这个是非常有价值的一句话。
So it's a variable verse.
那就是说，你说我的信心怎么来？
So how can I get my faith?
我怎么可以信耶稣？
How do I believe in Jesus?
我怎么可以把你刚才讲的那是十字架的功效临到我身上？
So how can we get the necessary absolute benefits from the cross?
仰望耶稣。
Look upon Jesus.
你看住他,
Fix your eyes on him. Accept him.
接受他的十字架,
Accept his cross. Accept his grace.
不是靠我们用什么方法去买我们的救恩,
Not by work.
他是信心创始者。
So he's the author and finisher of our faith.
创始在希腊文的意思是来源。
So author means origin.
或者是作者,
or the author, of course.
或者是领袖,
or the leader.
或是队长,
or the captain.
我们的榜样,
our model.
你看耶稣的时候,
when you look upon Jesus,
耶稣就给你信心了,
he will give you faith.
他领导你了,
he leads you.
他可以在你的心中创造一些信心,
he can create faith. Within your heart.
在我们人老我没有信心的,
in our old self, we have no faith. we believe nothing.
今天人讲什么东西，你只相信一部分而已， 对不对？
So you always doubt what people say.
世界上什么都不可以相信。
So there is no absolute truth.
但是我们可以相信耶稣。
But we can believe in Jesus.
因为他为你唱词啊。
Why? Because he's the author of faith.
还成终呢。
Also a finisher.
成终是什么意思？
What do you mean finisher?
就是完成你的信心的道路。
So he will finish your walk to the faith.
不单止他开始你的信心。
He started with the faith.
他充满信心给你。
So he filled you with the faith.
他也保护你的信心。
He protect your faith.
他顾念你信心需要长进。
He know you need to grow in faith.
他能够帮助你有完美的最后的信心。 不会跌倒,
so he can help you not to stumble in your faith.
仰望耶稣,
look upon Jesus.
不是靠我自己怎么好，或做了什么好事。
So it don't depend on yourself.
这样子我们就看到基督为我们受了咒诅，赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅。 因为经常说反挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的，这边叫亚伯拉罕的福。因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。Christ
redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole." He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentile through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Because Jesus was crucified,
他被咒,
so he endured our curse.
这样子我们就可以因信得到圣灵充满我们了。
We believe, then the Holy Spirit will fill us.
我们自己没有办法做
On ourselves, we cannot accomplish what God required of us. We're powerless to follow Him. But Holy Spirit will help us. Only through the help of the Holy Spirit. So when we look upon Jesus, the Spirit will descend upon you so that you can receive His promise. So you can obey God. No longer object to Him.
So, 加拉太书, 也告诉我们呢, 我们当顺着圣灵而行。
So walk by the Spirit.
那就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
And you will not gratify the desire of the flesh.
今天我们心中有两个性，一个本性在里面。
So there's an old self within our heart.
一个就是刚才讲那个非洲人说那个。
So this old self, just the African people talk about the old grandpa's bone.
那些印第安人也有一个形容啊，他说拿我的，好像我里面有条黑狗里面。So
India have a similar adage, talk about black dog.
黑狗跟白狗两个争斗的。So
there's a struggle, of black dog against white dog in Indian's heart.
那我们。 要听圣灵的声音,
we need to listen to the voice of the Spirit.
因为接受耶稣就有神的一个本性, 他的圣灵住在我们里面了。
Once you accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit will dwell in you.
这个就是新人,
we become new self.
啊, 圣灵引导我们,
Holy Spirit will guide us.
就不在律法之下,
so we're no longer under the law.
哦, 我们只要跟住他,
so follow the Spirit. So we can have eternal life. And live a Christian life. So stay close to Him. Just like a train. So the engine. So just hook up to the engine. So all the cabin will live a victorious life.
行,
walk with God.
你住在他里面,
Holy Spirit stay within us. 你愿意
靠他来过基督徒的生活。
So depend on the Spirit to live a Christian life.
各位弟兄姐妹, 你愿意这样子吗?
Are you willing, brother and sister?
啊, 我们都有争斗。
We all have struggles.
保罗自己也说我有这个争斗。
Even Paul has a struggle.
愿意做的做不出来。
What I wish to do, I could not do.
不愿意做的都偏偏做出来。
What I should not do, I do.
得罪神的时间很多。
So we offend God so often.
感谢主，靠圣灵你可以得胜。
Only through Holy Spirit we can be victorious.
曾经跟大家讲过一个故事，很久以前讲到希腊一个神话，就讲到一个希腊的一个著名的那个巨人啊，他叫做尤利斯 Ulysses 的经验。
So there's a Greek giant, warrior Ulysses.
他都是非常伟大的一个啊，拯救了许多希腊人的一个传说的人。
So he saved many Greek people according to the legend.
但是有一件事情他不能胜过的。
But one thing he could not overcome.
就是要经过一个希腊的海岛的时候啊。
Once you pass through the island.
那个海岛呢，上面有许多漂亮的女孩子。
There are many beautiful women live on the island.
唱歌也非常好。
And sing beautiful songs.
你经过这个海岛，那你就一定要跑到那个海岛上面去了。
So they will tempt you going to the island.
啊，大部分许多人都不敢经过那个地方。
So most people avoid that route.
所以有的意思是，我要得胜这个，我要经过这个海岛，不被他们来啊引诱我。
So Ulysses said, "I can overcome the temptation."
那为什么你不愿意去那个海岛呢
？Why you don't want to go to that island？
因为一进到里面的一定被受灾害的，
Because、
有许多船要沉下去，许多的困难的。
So pretty much shipwreck。
许多的海员都上吊生命的了。
So the sailor all perished。
Ulysses 说：“不是，我要经过这个海岛，让众人知道我是 Ulysses， 我可以得胜一切。”
So Ulysses said, "This time will be different. I can overcome."
他就叫那些海员船上边了，把他绑住，绑住在一个船上边的那些木条上边啊。
So he has all the sailor tied down to the pole.
他说，无论我说什么，你千万不要听我啊。
Don't listen to me.
我是船长，但是不要听我。
I'm the captain, but don't listen to me. So let's go through this route.
哇，结果他们就去了。哇，到的时候，好漂亮的音乐过来了。
So they heard wonderful music.
哇，看见好漂亮的那些女人在那边了。
And beautiful women.
一面要叫他你来。
Tempted to come.
Ulysses 受不住了。
So Ulysses cannot stay.
快快放我。
So let me go.
我要去那里。
I want to go.
女孩子太漂亮了。
Oh, there are so many beautiful women.
哇，那个海岛太漂亮了。
So it's a wonderful island.
哇，幸亏呢，现在没有听他了。
Luckily, his sailor did not listen to him.
他很辛苦啊。
So he struggled so much.
才过了去了。
So they sailed through it.
啊 ，Ulysses 后来过去，他说：“我怎么办？我怎么能够跟这个争斗呢
？”So Ulysses, how can I struggle against them?
哦，有一个方法。
So there's one way.
我们国家希腊国有一个非常著名的音乐家。
So we have a famous musician in Greece.
吹笛子也很好的。
So he can play flute very well.
我们请他上我的船。
So I'll have him on my boat.
我们要他一位弹他的音乐，我们听他再一次过这个海岛的旁边过去。
So have him play his flute. Let's pass by the route again.
真的，这次他们经过海岛的时候，那些女人那些唱歌又来了。
So of course the music and the woman tempting again.
但是 Ulysses 就请那个音乐家来弹。
But the Greek musician keep on playing.
让他吹,
so play the flute.
哇,大家听这个音乐是太好了,这个音乐家唱得很好啊。
So they concentrate on the flute.
哇,他们就平安地过去了。
And they sail through safely.
不再看那个海岛,不再听那个音乐了。
Didn't look upon the island or listen to the island's music.
那这个故事什么意思?
What's the story about?
圣灵就是那个音乐家。
The spirit is the music of the flute.
你能够听这个圣灵的话的时候, 你就不会受这个世界的捆绑了。
So listen to the spirit, then you won't cave into the temptation of this world.
好,还有一个方法。
There's another way.
来对付我们这个老我。
How can we deal with the old self?
都是靠耶稣的十字架。
It's all about Jesus' cross.
耶稣的十字架帮助我们接受了圣灵。
So the cross helped us accept the Holy Spirit.
但是同时圣经神的旨意要我们跟保罗一样与基督同钉十字架。
So according to Paul, we need to crucify with Christ.
我们一起来念这一节好不好?
So let's read together.
大家都很熟了,请我一起念中文啊。 我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。 Shall we read in English?
I have been crucified with Christ,
and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now the great saint, Apostle Paul, tells us the secret.
所以使徒保罗告诉我们一个秘密。
I don't live for myself anymore.
我不是为自己活。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, I consider myself to be crucified with Jesus.
因为圣灵的全大能，所以我跟基督一起钉死。
Yes, Jesus died for my sins.
耶稣为我的罪而死。
But Jesus died for my old nature too.
他为我的老我而死。
He dealt with the nature of sin.
所以 已经处理掉我们的罪性。
So I am willing to die with Jesus.
所以我愿意跟耶稣一起舍身。
Not only he died on the cross.
所以在十字架上钉死。
But willingly, because of dealing with sin, I come to the cross and say, Jesus, I'm willing to die with you.
所以耶稣为我们的罪舍身。
That means that your life no longer lives for yourself.
所以我们不再为自己而活。
Your life belongs to God.
我们的生命属于上帝。
And you live now for Jesus only.
所以我们现在是为基督耶稣而活。
Then you can deal with the difficulties in life and the sinful nature in life.
所以我们可以处理我们的罪性跟世界上的困扰。
Because when we died to old self,
因为我们的老死，老我一起死。
We are like a dead man, dead person. We have no more desire, no more this kind of a sinful feeling.
所以我们不再有罪性，不再有欲望。
We don't want a dead person cannot emphasize himself no more.
一个死人不会再注意自己。
He's empty already.
死人就是空虚的。
And a dead person doesn't complain no more.
死人不会抱怨。
Today, I have a lot of complaints.
我们现在有很多抱怨,
Indeed,
甚至有人抱怨我做得不好。
But I have to come to the Lord.
但是我要来到主的面前。
Say, Lord, I'm dead.
主啊, 我已经死掉了。
I can't complain no more.
所以我不能继续抱怨。
And then I'm empty myself.
所以我自己已经是全空的。
Let the Holy Spirit fill my life.
让圣灵充满我。
Before, I'm like a desert.
以前我就像一个沙漠一样。
I cannot live a Christian life.
我没有办法过基督徒的生活。
I only do what everybody else does.
我只是跟周围的人一样。
It's like the desert in California.
就像加州的沙漠。
Before Sarana, desert is a wasteland, 1,000 acres, empty land.
沙漠里头空空的，什么都没有。
But when they dug a channel and let the water from Colorado River come in to the desert,
当他们从科罗拉多州引来水源的时候，
and that desert becomes farmland.
那些沙漠就变成农庄。
And today, a lot of crops and farms and fruits and vegetables grown in the desert.
长出很多蔬菜跟水果。
And every year, 200 million dollars of products grown from that desert.
所以每年农场有两千多亿。
Same thing if your life and mine.
这个就像你跟我的生活。
You want to have a fantastic Christian life?
你会有很好的基督徒的生活。
Fruitful life,
充满圣灵的果实。
Something to be used by God and bear fruit for the Lord.
上帝会使用你结圣灵的果子。
Listen to the Holy Spirit.
听圣灵的引导。
Let the Holy Spirit control you.
让圣灵控制你。
Yeah, Paul said, I got stuck on myself.
使徒保罗说，我也是一再挣扎。
Only way to consider myself is dead.
只有把自己当作死掉，
so、I die with Jesus.
跟耶稣一起死。
And when it is dead, it's like an operation. You cut out the dead stuff, right?
所以死亡就有点像经过手术，把不好的东西除去。
We know the cancer is no good, right?
我们知道癌症是不好的。
Because the cancer cell is there.
因为身体里有癌细胞的话。
So.我们要用化学来治疗。
So we need to use chemotherapy.
我们要镭射来治疗。
Or even radiation therapy.
微波来治疗。
Or even laser.
最好割正，割掉。
So we need to get rid of all the cancer cell.
把那些死的东西割去啊。
So those cancer cell considered dead, we need to get rid of it.
可以活过来了。
So that we can live without cancer.
属灵的生命是一样。
Spiritual life is just like that.
我们知道我们旧人与他同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我了。
So old self crucified on cross, it's a new self living.
你看罗马书第六章讲得很清楚，告诉我。
So it's very clear, Romans chapter 6.
所以很清楚，十一节你看，你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
In the same way, count yourself dead.
那这个不是我的意见。
This is not my own opinion.
这个是神给你的旨意啊。
So it's God's will, instruction to you.
你向神在耶稣里看自己是活的。
So we live with Christ.
因为您看自己是死了。
And then count yourself dead.
你可以复活过来。
So live.
重新为基督而活。
But alive to God in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这个是不容易的事，对。
It's not easy.
但是你一定要做的。
But you have to do it.
要不然你的所谓工作在神面前算不到什么效果。
All your work means nothing in God.
在世界的眼光可以认为，哇，你这个是好人啊。
So work matters in this world.
你很懂得教小孩子教人啊。
So you have good education, you teach your kids.
但神的眼光还是罪人。
But in God's view, we are all sinners still.
你的老我太厉害了。
Because old self is so outrageous.
对不对？我的也是。
My old self is the same.
在比利时国，在十五世纪的时候，有两兄弟都是公爵。
So in Belgium, 15th century, there's two dukes.
他也是太子。
Or a princess.
其中有一个叫做 Raynald.
So one named Raynald.
他有一个花名，有个叫号。是叫做 Crassus, C-R-A-S-U-S.
So his nickname is Crassus.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
胖子。
So it's a fatso.
他太胖了，太肥了。
He's so fat.
人人都说，哎，这个胖得太厉害呀。
So it's a morbid obesity.
好几百磅啊。
So a couple hundred pounds and more.
那有一天他跟他的弟弟吵架。
So one day he argued with his brother.
他的弟弟叫做 Edward.
His brother was Edward.
吵得太厉害。
So argue so much.
那弟弟呢就决定反叛这个哥哥。
So Edward decided to rebel against his brother.
自称为王帝，比利时王帝。
So he claimed to be the king of Belgium.
把哥哥关在一个堡垒里面。
And put his brother into a castle.
在哥哥周围啊建了一个房子。
And build a house around it.
这个房子很大。
It's a big house.
但是都是普通的。 尺寸都是普通人可以走出走入舱门没有关系的
But just for normal size
但是你知道他哥哥是很胖对不对
But you know his brother is a very fat people fat person
没有办法跑出去
Couldn't pass through the door or window because he's so fat couldn't get out
那他对哥哥说
So he spoke with his brother
我没有关你啊
I did not put you in prison.
我建个好房子给你啊,
so I built a good house for you.
你随时可以出出入没有关系, 我你看我进来, 诶, 没有问题,
so,
啊, 你要进去, 你就跑出去。
So you can come and go, just I can come and go through this house.
哥哥没有办法跑出去。
But his fat brother could not get out.
太肥了。
Because it's way too much.
每一天这个弟弟很聪明哦。
So the brother, his Edward's, is smart and cook well for his brother. Fed him well.
那这个哥哥看着一定要吃啊,
and he could not resist the good food. So he couldn't lose weight.
他不能减肥,这菜太好了,
Such a wonderful food every day.
结果被关了十年。
So he was prisoned for 10 years because of that.
弟弟终于他死掉了,
so after his younger brother passed away,
那结果人就把哥哥放出来了,
then he let his older brother out.
哥哥最后也死了,
and
很快死,
he died eventually
因为他太胖了,
from obesity.
那我们的老我就是这样子,
our old self is just like that.
没有办法控制,
cannot be controlled.
我们只需要
The only way to deal with yourself is cross.
弟兄姐妹,你身体上有什么坏时间,坏习惯,心灵有什么坏东西吗?
Brother and sister, do you have skeleton in your closet?
有没有挣扎呢?
Any struggle?
愿我们与基督同钉十字架。
So let's crucify with Christ on the cross.
如果你还没有信耶稣,
If you have not received Jesus Christ,
感谢主, 主可以给你新的生命,
praise the Lord, He can give you new life.
您来到主的十字架,
Come before His cross.
你说, 耶稣, 我愿意接受你的爱,
Say, Jesus, I want to accept your love.
我也愿意与你同钉十字架,
I want to crucify with you on the cross.
我愿意接受浸礼,
We want to accept baptism.
在浸礼的时候, 就是表示我自我死了。
So, Our old self can be dead.
请跪低头祷告。
Let's pray.
弟兄姐妹, 我们祷告的时候,
so when we pray,
你可以审查自己吗?
Look into yourself.
看看你有没有神的救恩没有?
Do you have God's salvation in you?
你有没有接受救恩的证据没有?
Do you have evidence of salvation?
你已经接受浸礼没有?
Have you accept baptism?
你是不是已经与神与人都和好呢?
Have you been right with God and people around you?
你有没有求耶稣除掉你的罪呢?
So ask God to get rid of yourself.
求你今天你就愿意接受耶稣。
I hope today you will accept Jesus.
做你的救主。
To be your savior.
让他的救恩充满你,
Let his salvation fill you.
让他的圣灵给你喜乐,
the Holy Spirit will give you peace and joy.
因为再没有人控告你了,
because no one can accuse you.
也没有律法控告你了,
and you're no longer under the law.
魔鬼也不能控告你,
Satan cannot accuse you.
因为你是属于主的,
because you belong to God.
有主的安慰在你身上,
God's love will fill you.
他会永远保守你,
He will protect you forever. Because He's the author and finisher of your faith. Do you have such faith?
如果你还不是接受耶稣，还不是有受浸的，你愿意今天这样决定吗？
If you haven't accepted Jesus or you haven't been baptized, will you do so?
我愿意为你祷告。
I will pray for you.
愿意帮助你。
To help you.
好不好？请你举起你的手，我为你祷告。
Please raise your hand, I'll pray for you.
有没有哪一位呢？
Anybody?
天父，我们把这个时间交在你的手中。
Dear God, we give this time to you.
愿您在我们心中动工。
May you work in our heart.
感谢你听我们祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣名求。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请各位打开圣诗第一。